This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, radio. If they had a been like me.
Well, hello once again. Yes, it's another rip-roaring episode of the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. As ever, huge thanks to Georgia for another fabulous drive time show. She has now left the building, and it's me with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. So don't go anywhere. 98.0 if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not, or via smart speaker. And if you want to get the webcam feed from the studio onto your device, then just go to mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix FM, and you can actually see me in the studio. It's literally all happening. Well, what is the show that goes like this going to go like tonight? If you've been tuning in regularly, some of the things you like and are used to will be happening again. There will be lots of great music. I'll explain exactly what that's all about in a minute. We will have another sure to be tense and nerve-wracking and nerve-shredding Bic Lol around about 7 o'clock. Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. Someone will be on the phone taking part in that once again. We'll share more celebrity birthdays with you throughout the show as well, and give you another update in the second half of the show on the Chocolate Bar World Cup. What's going on today? Well, I won't lie to you. I did my exhaustive research about wacky holidays that occur on the day of the show. Little bit disappointing. There weren't that many brilliant ones today at all. On the 11th of May, we celebrate Eat What You Want Day and National Twilight Zone Day. Yes, that's genuinely the extent of the excitement regarding ridiculous holidays today. Therefore, I thought, well, what's happened in the news lately? Is there anything else that we can kind of concern ourselves with on the show that goes like this? And, well, last night, Bojo made his announcement, didn't they? The lockdown easing can continue. And after we've had months and months of feeling bleak and worrying about the future, I like to think things really are looking up now. Spring is well and truly sprung. We're starting to think about summer. Yes, there may be a slight delay of April showers hanging around occasionally, but it's going to get warmer, it's going to get sunnier, it's going to get harder for viruses to get transmitted and be spread around, so that will continue to drop in terms of cases, surely, as long as people behave responsibly. And therefore, it's going to be a celebratory atmosphere on the show tonight. So that's what you need to worry about. Don't do anything other than keep it here and enjoy all the tracks, the celebratory tracks, feel-good tracks. All the music tonight is guaranteed to make you feel good. So let's have an opening track to do just that. And then because it's Twilight Zone Day, I'm going to share with you throughout the early part of the show, certainly, some worrying facts, just to stop you in your tracks if you were feeling too good. Twilight Zone always had that element of unease to it, didn't it? So I've got some facts. I always like to share facts with my listeners. This week's facts are going to worry you slightly, just so you don't get too cocky with all the feel-good music. But let's get some of that feel-good music right now from Kool & the Gang.
A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We go.
celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's alright, baby. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's alright.
Cooling the gang there.
Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, that was the victory tune for all previous Legends of the Week. If you've won that award, you've heard that track before, and you've probably heard it well before that anyway, because it's not like it's a not very well-known track, is it? Oh yes. Anyway, yes, a big welcome to the show that goes like this. Don't go anywhere. Keep your dial here, 98.0, if you're in Brentwood or Billericay or the surrounding areas, or as many people do, thank you for joining online via phoenixfm.com. I think there may have been an issue with our webcam feed on the Mixcloud. If you are on that and you can't currently see anything, you may just need to refresh the page and it ought to come back. But I did get some kind of technical notification warning me that I might have to let the listeners know that. So there you go. Please do that if that's what you need to do. And to those of you that do join us on the webcam feed, a big hello to you. Don't forget, if you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat box on the side of the camera feed as well. And a big hello to Paul Milton, who regularly does that. Thanks, Paul. Good to know you're there once again. This wave I'm doing right now is just for you, Paul. There will be subsequent waves for other people if they send me a message on the chat box on the side of the webcam feed on Mixcloud. So you do get rewarded for being interactive on the show that goes like this. That's what it's all about. We like to encourage a bit of interactivity. I've got another game I'm going to play a little bit later on as well, where we're altering some movie titles with hilarious results. And some of you have sent in some of those, which are utterly fabulous. And I'm going to share those on the airwaves too. But we're going to have another track first. We're going to have some classic tracks. Remember, there's a feel-good element permeating the entire show tonight. And I like to use the word permeating. As I'm sure does Pharrell.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Permeating.
Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
Permeating. I'm going to stop.
I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is. why?
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Pharrell and Happy. I've always wondered about that lyric. Yes, it's a feel-good track. It makes you feel good listening to it. I'm sure he had a lot of fun recording it. The video's lots of fun as well. But clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. I've never really got that. Is that saying the person who should be clapping along should think they are some kind of building that hasn't got a roof on it? Why would they be happy about that? You know, if it was the height of summer and was very hot, then yeah, it'd be good to not have a roof. But, you know, the minute the clouds come over, if there's a risk of rain and you're a building, you're going to want a roof, aren't you? And quite a good waterproof roof. Yeah, clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Or does it mean if you feel like going into a room without a roof, being able to look up at the stars, you like astronomy, you just like the open air, you don't want to be claustrophobic? I'm not quite sure. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. I've never clapped along because I don't know if I've ever felt like it. I really don't know. Anyway, we'll get on to your wacky movie titles a little bit later. But what I'm going to do, just to temper, if you like, the feel-good feeling of the show. I want there to be a general feel-good feeling. But remember as well, the 11th of May is National Twilight Zone Day. And for those of you that have ever seen The Twilight Zone, you'll know it's a little bit weird, a little bit uneasy. There's unexplained phenomena in it. And therefore, I've trawled the internet and found some unnerving facts to share with you to help celebrate Twilight Zone Day. I say unnerving facts. These are the kind of things that maybe you wish you didn't know, but I've read them now, so I'm going to share them with you and make you suffer too. Well, firstly, apparently there are over 250,000 deaths a year due to medical error. It's good, isn't it? We all know the training that people in the medical profession have to go through lasts a very long time. Obviously, they become juniors in the profession to train their way up. But That's worrying, isn't it? Over 250,000 deaths a year due to medical error. That's over 684 a day. Because someone goes, I shouldn't have done that. That was bad. Yeah, I didn't like hearing that, but anyway, I've heard it now. So have you. That's the kind of level we can look at. Get ready to enjoy all these facts. What else is coming next? Well, it sounds impossible, but it did actually happen to someone, so it could happen to you as well. Fir trees can grow, wait for it, in human lungs. Fir trees can grow in human lungs. It's not something out of a weird film that was utterly preposterous and made to happen. A 28-year-old patient reportedly inhaled the seed of a fir tree which had sprouted and grown in his lung. Doctors thought they were dealing with a tumour and were stunned when they made the discovery. What would have happened over time, you know? It's Christmas, it's all right, I'll just open my mouth and pull this out of here. It's almost like a Christmas tree. Yeah, I'm not saying pine trees would grow. It was a fir tree, but still, the picture I've seen of a fir tree looks a little bit like a Christmas tree, but that is bizarre. Just bizarre. One more for you before the next track to cheer you up again. If you travel to the US and get murdered, stick with it. There's a 1 in 3 chance police will never find your killer. There you go. It's good, isn't it? Cough. Makes you want to stay in the UK. Not going to give you stats for the UK because I don't know them. But if you went to the US and got murdered, there's a 1 in 3 chance police will never find your killer. But cheer up, everyone. It's Tuesday the 11th of May. And on the show that goes like this, we've got loads of music to make you feel good, to make you feel better. Like this one from Jesse J.
And free, like glitter's raining on me. You're like a shot of pure gold. I think I'm about to explode. I can taste the tension like a cloud of smoke in the air. Now I'm breathing like I'm running, cause you're taking me there. Don't you know?
Phoenix FM.
Love that track, Jesse J and Domino. How brilliant. Feel good track. And that's what you get for the next little while on the show that goes like this. Anyway, feel good tracks interspersed with feel bad facts. Just to achieve balance. You know, I've always liked Star Wars. It's all about balance in the Force, isn't it? The light and the dark. Anyway, let's not dwell on Star Wars too much in case people listening don't all love Star Wars like me. What's wrong with you, though? Anyway, yes, it's the 11th of May. It's Eat What You Want Day, so do that. Eat what you want. But it's also Twilight Zone Day. So we're therefore embracing slightly weird things that make you feel a little bit uneasy. And I think some of these facts go beyond feeling uneasy. They make you feel downright depressed, which is why the tracks will counter it, see, and you'll feel good again. So don't panic. It's all exciting. It's worth listening to all of this show. Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends coming up at 7 o'clock, and there will be a legend on the phone. That'll be fabulous. More information about the Chocolate Bar World Cup, which isn't just well underway now. The group stage will be coming to a close next week, and we get into the knockout stages. Remember, the final will coincide with the final of the Euros. It's been thought out and everything, which is rare for me, let's be honest. And also your brilliant movie titles coming up later in the show as well. So don't go anywhere, 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com, and this is the show that goes like this. So, some more uneasy facts for you. Here we go. If the sun exploded right now, you wouldn't know about it for another 8 minutes. So because it's so far away, the energy from the explosion would be travelling at the speed of light. It would take 8 minutes and 20 seconds to get to the Earth. Clearly, if the sun exploded, there'd be disastrous consequences for the Earth. But, you know, we wouldn't know about it for 8 minutes. I don't know if that's an uneasy fact or kind of a positive fact, really. We don't really want to think about the sun exploding. What about this? Have you ever had those things, those moments where you sat at home and your pet starts growling or meowing or whatever into a corner and there's nothing there and it just makes you feel a bit weird and you're like, what's that? What's going on? 20% of children report hearing voices. Do they all have imaginary friends or are their brains not developed in the cynical way that adults' brains become and they're more open and more susceptible to things and there is actually something else out there? Who knows? I'm going to leave that with you. And this one, a homicide archivist in the US estimates there are over 2,000 serial killers at large right now. That's good. Nice to know. And if you go to America and get killed, there's a 1 in 3 chance they won't find your killer. So. Lovely. 2,000 serial killers at large right now. Okay, good to know. Good to know. And if that didn't make you feel bad enough, what about this one? There are around 40 super volcanoes the world over, capable of claiming up to a billion lives, and the Earth is about 24,000 years overdue for an eruption. There we go. I'll say that once again. There are 40 super volcanoes around the world capable of claiming up to a billion lives, and we're about 24,000 years overdue for an eruption. Could all go a bit Middle Earth on us, couldn't it? There we go. I think we need another track to make us feel better. Every time I hear this track that's coming up, it makes me feel good. I think it broke the record for the single most hits on YouTube in a single day upon release when it came out last year. And it's gone on to achieve worldwide success. What a fabulous track. You can't help but enjoy it. It's BTS. It's Dynamite. 'Cause I'm in the stars tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kink out, kick the drum, rolling on like a Rolling Stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of LeBron. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea and I'll get my ping pong. This is dead heavy, can't hear the bass, boom, I'm ready. Life is sweet as honey, yeah, this beat's chain like money. This is gone, all alone, I'm into that, I'm good to go. You know
first night. Search me, bring the fire, set the night alight.
Shining through the city with a little focus on.
Phoenix FM.
Brilliant. BTS and Dynamite there. That'll get you grooving, won't it, on a Tuesday evening. Does anybody say grooving anymore? I just did. Anyway, let's have some more uneasy facts on this Twilight Zone day on the 11th of May. I suppose this really goes with it. Not going to do it every time, but that's the kind of feeling with these facts, I'm sure you'll agree. Here's one that's really bothering me. In the United States, in lakes and rivers, a lot of these are in the United States, but anyway, just don't go there, I think, is the motto after this show. There's a brain-eating amoeba that lives in lakes and rivers of the southern United States. A single-celled organism which travels up the nose to the brain where it starts to break down the tissues. Okay, I'm going to leave that there. Brain-eating amoeba. Lovely. Not some kind of weird zombie film. Actually possible in the southern United States, where there are probably proportionately 500 serial killers at large, and also if you get killed, probably never find who did it. Anyway, I'm not going to the US anytime soon. I went to New York a few years back and enjoyed it. Had I known this before I went? Oh dear, I know New York's not in the southern United States, so I'm not going to get my brain eaten by amoebas. Anyway, I'm not going to swim in any lakes. Right, here's one for you to enjoy and enjoy again. Sudden arrhythmic death syndrome is a condition where someone seemingly healthy dies with no apparent cause of death. There you go. Apparently in 1 in 20 cardiac deaths, no cause of death can be found. That'd be annoying, wouldn't it? You'd at least want on your death certificate some reason, you know. So, well, we found this. Yeah, there was that. It's definitely that that caused it. Or it's, don't really know why that happened. Not that you put it on a gravestone or anything like that, but, you know, for the people left behind. Ah, what happened? Don't know. Nobody knows. Just not here anymore. Right, here's something that's at least not death-related. Although I suppose it could be if you ended up doing this a lot. Right, just brace yourselves for this. Particularly people in a new relationship who are doing this a lot. Over 80 million bacteria can be exchanged in one kiss. Wow. Over 80 million bacteria. Now, I know there can be good and bad bacteria. There's no knowing out of that 80 million how many are good, how many are bad. So, people who are in a long-term relationship are more likely to have the same types of microbiota present in their mouths. So go for your life if you're in a long-term relationship. Like I said, if you're in a new one and you're a germaphobe, probably best to keep those masks on. Crikey. I need another track to make me feel better. I want to feel funky right now. I'm not going downtown to do it.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls. Straight masterpieces, styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band 'bout that money. Break it down, girls.
said you hallelujah. Girl said you hallelujah. Girl said you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Stop. Wait a minute.
Fill my cup, put some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop.
Skip it. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girl said you hallelujah. Girl said you hallelujah. Girl said you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it. If you freaked and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe it, just watch. Come on. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, hey.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Gotta love a bit of uptown funk. And while you're feeling good after hearing that, do you want some more facts to bring you down again? Yes, of course you do. Surely. Now, I've worried people about going to America. Let's worry you about going to Eastern Asia. Japanese giant hornets have a bite that can leave craters in the skin and even cause death. And they're also attracted to human sweat. Japanese giant hornets. If you go to Japan and you're anywhere near hornets, don't sweat. If fear makes you sweat, and now you know this, don't go to Japan. That's all I'd say. what else can I tell you? Slightly weird and horrible facts to celebrate Twilight Zone Day. There are over 200 dead bodies on top of Mount Everest. Because retrieving them is such a risk, they simply serve as markers for other hikers. You know, that is a bit of a worry, isn't it? Oh, I feel a bit bad going up. Oh, the air's getting thin. Yeah, this is definitely a struggle. Oh, look, someone else really struggled at this point. Yeah, and everyone's too tired to bring them back down. I'm wondering if this was such a good idea, these sort of negative facts. It's not really a negative fact, just something a bit horrible, really. Here we go. Horned toads. I just need to take a minute before I read this. It is genuinely true. There's a sort of accompanying gif underneath this fact I'm reading right now showing it happening. Horned toads can squirt blood out of their eyes. That would be weird in a horror film, wouldn't it? Some character squirting blood out of their eyes. It's not like a tear. It's like a proper jet in this gif. Apparently it's a very helpful way to get debris out. I don't know why it has to be blood that squirts out rather than anything else. They have an excess of blood, the horned toad. Anyway, it's, at least it's not something that revolves around death. horned toads squirt blood out their eyes. What about this? There are some varieties of moths that drink human blood. Vampire moths feed on the blood of mammals, including humans. Doesn't say whether they're in the US or Japan or any other country in the world. Even, are they available in the UK? The vampire moth, I'd love to know. Please share if you know anything about insects. The tracks make you feel good, the facts make you feel worried, and we've still got so much more to come. So don't worry, Chocolate Bar World Cup coming up in the second hour of the show. Information on celebrity birthdays to come as well. And also BicLol, the tense quiz that's gripped the nation, will be around 7 o'clock again with someone on the end of the phone line. You never know, it could be you in the future as well. So yeah, stay tuned. So much still to happen on the show that goes like this. That's how it goes. And now, another marvellous track, Tones and I. Monkeys are nice when they're sat around. They're even nicer when they dance.
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. You know you stopped me dead while I was passing by. Just one more time.
Thank you.
FM.
Tones and I and Dance Monkey, of course. Now, the tracks make you feel fabulous. The facts, a little bit worrying on this Twilight Zone day on the 11th of May. Here are some worrying facts about our pets. We love our pets, don't we? They're fabulously cute, wonderful to have around, and you never hear anything worrying about them. Well, we've spoken a lot about death with these worrying facts, haven't we? Apparently, when you die, your cat is going to want to eat you. So there you go. If you haven't left any Felix or Kitty Cat or Whiskers out, and you die and your cat's there on its own, it'll want to eat you, apparently. So there we go. And speaking of disturbing pet facts, dogs like squeaky toys because it mimics the screams of their prey. That's lovely, isn't it? Ah, brilliant. Ah, there's a theory that dogs rip the squeaker out of toys because as long as it squeaks, the dog still thinks it's alive. Not so cute now, are they, those cute dogs? Here's another couple for you. Just for some nighttime facts to make you feel uneasy. I'm going to have to stop this soon because I'm not going to be able to concentrate on anything anymore. The average bed has between 100,000 and 10 million dust mites in it. 100,000 and 10 million in the average bed. Okay, that's marvellous. It's good to know, isn't it? If you're out there going, ah, don't worry, they just want to eat your dead skin. That's all. And here's a great one as well. Think about the extra deal of summer here when it's very hot. On average, you secrete over 100 litres of sweat into your bed per year. Over 100 litres of sweat into your bed per year. So, it's all right, it's only 50 litres in 6 months, 25 litres in 3 months. So, 8 litres a month, 2 litres a week. There we go, that's fast maths, isn't it? 1 litre every 3.5 days? Yeah. It's only 1 litre every 3.5 days, that's nothing, is it? Oh, here's one. I'm gonna stop now. This is the last one. I'm gonna stop and then go straight into a track to make you feel better. This is one of those facts that you're like, I wish I didn't know it. Here we go. Are you ready? Brace yourselves, lovely legend listeners, on the show that goes like this on the 11th of April. If you thought they were bad before, the air you breathe in a train station. Let's just take this in. Get ready. The air you breathe in a train station is 15% human skin.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainbow. At least I showed up. You showed me nothing at all. It's coming down.
sky. I'll be your galaxy. I'm about to fly. Rain on me, tsunami.
Head up to the sky.
I'll be your galaxy.
I'm about to fly.
Rain.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and that was Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande with Rain On Me. Not going to say any more about the disturbing facts. Let's put those to bed. Let's leave them for now. Maybe we even need some marvellous facts just to make everyone feel better after some of those. I know the tracks are feel-good tracks, and we're embracing the news that in not too long we'll be able to mix inside again in certain circumstances, and we may be allowed to hug people again in certain circumstances. That's marvellous. So, yeah. You know, things to look forward to. So I like to temper that just by giving you things to worry you crazily. And some people responded to my request on social media earlier on today, where I said, if you could slightly change a movie title to enhance it, then do the following. For example, you could end up with the story of a cricket official who takes revenge, The Umpire Strikes Back, or The Roman Party with the surprise flying beasts, Crouching Toga, Hidden Dragon. Even a cyborg sent from the future to examine your new shelves. Terminator 2, Judgment DIY. Now, come on, you've got to admit they're good. So there's a slight tweak to the title of a movie and see if you can enhance it. So, there we go. I'm going to read out some of your suggestions now. Then we'll have another track. Well, maybe a couple of tracks. Maybe we can even squeeze in the celebrity birthdays before 7 o'clock. And Bic Lol comes. It won't be long before Ben's impossible question, League of Legends. It's very, very exciting. Well, I'll say who suggested some of these titles a little bit later on in the show, but some are fabulous. Just one. I don't think it's about sharks anymore. I think it's about people with a certain religious belief terrorising a small town in America. Jews. I like that one. And just a gang of youths stood on a platform being antisocial, train spitting. That's brilliant. And then some members of the undead trying to make a bit of money in an alleyway in London late at night. Ghostbuskers. It's finding the story behind the title would be fabulous. Someone who goes out without having had a wash for quite a while gets soaked, and then all those odours are mixing, minging in the rain. And then I don't know what this would be. This is making me uneasy again. Is it some kind of device with a spider getting inserted into someone, or giant spiders inserting things into someone? Whatever it is, I don't like it. It's arachnophobia. Yes, let's have another track. I think we need to. What's it going to be? Well, it's going to be Clean Bandit. There we go. Not just Clean Bandit. Oh, no. Who have they roped in this time? Zara Larsson.
I've been hearing symphonies before all I heard was silence. A rhapsody for you and me, and every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along. Then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find the key without you. And now your song is a repeat, and I'm dancing on to your heartbeat. And when you're gone, I feel incomplete. So if you want the truth, I just wanna be part of your symphony. Will you hold me tight and not let go? Symphony, like a last song on the radio.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
It is right as well, and everything. So yeah, fabulous. Clean Bandit, Zara Larsson, Symphony. A few more of your brilliant, slightly altered movie titles, then another track, then Bic Lols coming up very, very shortly. Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends, after the next track. Stay tuned, the excitement building as ever. What about some more brilliantly altered films? Well, a man spending endless time trying to get alcohol in the supermarket, The Beer Hunter. That'd be a good one. And an archaeologist finally embracing home working. That's Indiana Jones and the Temple of Zoom. Enjoy that. Some married women forced to become sex workers. Nobody likes to see that. Seven brides for seven brothels. Brilliant. And the day-to-day life of a chiropractor to the stars. It's Back to the Rupture. Brilliant. Enjoying all of these. They're marvellous. What else about fears about breast enlargements, tit panic? Yeah, that's good. It's good. Would he get 3.5 hours out of that? Not sure. Thanks for all your suggestions. There's some wonderful ones. There's more to come a little bit later on in the show as well. So keep it here on the show that goes like this, 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com. Ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Join us on Mixcloud if you want to see the video feed into the studio. So many ways you can be here. So many ways you can be interactive. Someone's getting ready on the phone line. It's all very exciting. We need another track before that, though. We need this.
I understood loneliness.
Calvin Harris, Rag and Bone Man.
Before I knew what it was, I saw the pills on the table for your unrequited love. I would be nothing without you holding me up. Now I'm strong enough for both of us. Shoulders, tell me what you see. Cause I am a giant. We'll be breaking borders underneath our feet. I am a giant. Oh, I am a giant.
Shake, throw the weight in the dirt under me, yeah. Gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt, yeah. Gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt, yeah. Gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt, yeah. Gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt. Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Yes, Calvin Harris and Rag and Bone Man there with the brilliant Giant. And as promised, it's now time for BicLol.
Not true. That's impossible.
Yes, Ben's impossible question. League of Legends is back. There's someone fabulous on the end of the phone. It's the legendary Vicky Hoyles.
Hello, Benjamin.
Hello, Vicky. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You're the legend.
Well, thank you so much. That's nice. In my eyes, you're a legend as well.
So. Oh, thanks, Ben. I knew I was friends with you for something.
Just for this moment now on the radio, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
I should tell our lovely listeners, how long ago was it? We first worked together in pantomime. In Derby, was it 2010?
11?
Yeah, 10 into 11, I think. It was Aladdin, yeah. Yes.
That's right, yeah, and 10 into 11.
You were the fabulous Princess Jasmine.
I was. It was a while ago now, my goodness.
How is that 10 years ago? That's ridiculous. It can't be 10 years ago.
It's sickening, isn't it? And we have a 10th, like every year we've all had, well not every year, but we always have reunions, don't we? And
I know.
10-year.
It's nice about that company. I mean, usually you stay friends with a couple of people from a panto company and some people drift away and you work with them again a few years later and whatever, but quite a lot of people from that company, like a good sort of 7, 8, 9, 10 people meet up every few years. It was just quite a close-knit company that year, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? Just for some reason we all just clicked and bonded, didn't we? And we just kept meeting up and it's ongoing, which is lovely.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely.
Makes a change.
So let me ask, are you mentally prepared for what's about to happen with Ben's impossible question, League of Legends?
I'm never mentally prepared, Ben. I'm scared. I'm a little bit scared because I'm daft as a brush.
Don't be ridiculous. Well, the beauty of this is it doesn't really matter how badly right or wrong you get anything. No one can know the answers to the questions. That's why it's impossible questions. So, don't feel too bad about it. Although I have prepared a jingle that plays while you're trying to answer the questions that just adds to the tension a little bit.
So. Pressure. Okay,
grill.
Bring it on.
So, I like that attitude. You're ready for it. Fabulous. just to make the listeners aware and you one final time, the questions get slightly easier in terms of the chance of making a big error. So the first question, the answer's somewhere between 1,000 and 10,000. Second question, the answer's somewhere between 100 and 1,000. And the third question, the answer's somewhere between 1 and 20. So, you don't know what it's going to be. And I will tell you, no one has ever got a question completely right. I mean, obviously, it's very unlikely, but the third question has the best chance of that. And I have tailored the question slightly to you yourself, Vicky, as well. But, I mean, obviously, you won't know the answers, but it may be subjects that are something to do with you. So.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Shall we give it a go and just see what the heck happens?
Let's just go for it. Let's have a
laugh. Right, in that case, it's time for Ben's impossible question, League of Legends. Good luck, Vicky Hoyle.
Oh, thank you.
Right, question one. So, I saw by studying about you online that you have performed in Kazakhstan.
Yes.
What is the distance in miles from the UK to Kazakhstan? How many miles is it from the UK to Kazakhstan flying?
So, 8,272.
Okay. Question two.
Oh, my dear.
Question two. We both performed in Aladdin together. Obviously, there was a famous film released by Disney in 1992 of Aladdin. What are the worldwide box office takings in millions of dollars for the animated version of Aladdin? So it's going to be between 100 and 1,000. Basically, how many hundreds of millions of dollars has that taken at the box office, Aladdin? You've gone very quiet, Vicky.
400
million, okay, right.
And third and final question, I also know you've performed at the Thursford Christmas Spectacular in Norfolk, and I've performed in summer season in Cromer, which isn't too far away. So how many miles is it from Thursford to Cromer?
Oh, not many.
I like that you're really considering this. You're not just having a guess, you're really going for it.
Yeah, when I was at Thursford, I did pop to Cromer to watch a show.
Oh, right.
I was in a show, a Cromer show. I can't remember travelling that many miles. 7.
7 miles?
No, I don't think it's that many. I'll just go with 7.
Right, you've gone with 7. That's it, Vicky. You can't do any more. For you, Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends is over.
Can I change my mind on the last question?
Well, this is shocking. No one's ever asked to do that before. As it's you, I will let you. If you want to give a different answer, how many miles from Thursford to Cromer?
Four.
Right, you've gone smaller. Okay, right, right.
I don't think it's that far. Oh, God, I can't remember.
Right, hang on. Now, I'm doing some quick maths to work out how well you've done.
Oh, I think it's longer than that now. I wish I'd gone with my first.
Do you want to go back to your original answer?
Are you saying I should? Wink, wink, nudge,
I'm
nudge.
I'm not saying anything.
Actually, I'll go in the middle. Let's go 5.5.
5.5. Okay. Well, we can't do decimal places, so we have to round up. So let's do 6. Right. Okay.
Oh, 6. Okay.
I've never known anyone want to change their answers so much. This is fabulous. Right.
I can't. I'm so indecisive of which crap answer to pick over another crap answer.
Marvellous. Right. Let me tell you then. It's time for a debrief. So, question 1. What is the distance from the UK to Kazakhstan in miles? And you said 8,272. And the correct answer is 3,898. So, you were 4,374 out.
Wowzers.
Which is a little bit unfortunate, but, I mean, unfortunate. That's, you know, it's not horrendous. People have been worse out. You know.
I clearly remember flying longer.
Yeah, you obviously didn't have a great flight that time.
I've just been asleep and just assumed.
Right, question 2. What were the worldwide box office takings in millions of dollars for the animated Aladdin movie from 1992 with Robin Williams as the genie? You said 400 million. Correct answer, 504 million. So not too bad.
Oh, that's not bad.
104 out.
I nearly went 500 down the middle.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't.
Hang on, I'm still doing maths to work out your final score before I've even told you the final answer. Right, okay. The final answer, the question was, you performed in Thursford, I've performed in Cromer. How many miles is it from Thursford to Cromer? You've done the opposite of the Kazakhstan hit. You've said 6, and it's actually 17 miles from Thursford to Cromer. Yeah, a bit further than you thought. So either you got there and drove extremely fast, or you weren't paying attention on the journey. I don't know. But anyway.
Oh, it could have been any of those.
But I've got to tell you, you've done respectably. That gives you a total of minus 4,489, which puts you in 6th place in the league table. So
that's all right. I'll settle for that.
Considering you were worried about it, by no means have you disgraced yourself, I think it's fair to say.
Thank you, my friend.
No problem at all. And I didn't tell you this beforehand, but there's no prizes for being in this quiz. Obviously, you don't really get anything other than, if you want to, you get the chance to introduce the next track on the show.
Oh, Yes, please.
Okay, fabulous. Well, I'll tell you what it is in a minute, and then you can do it. We'll go into the track, and that'll be marvellous. But I think you've done respectably well there. Also, while you're on, like, I was obviously trying to research little bits about you, and obviously I've worked with you, but there were some things I didn't know. Like, I didn't know you were really good at badminton.
I was, yeah. I used to play a lot when I was younger, and I got asked to play for County.
Wow.
My mum and dad said no because they didn't want to ferry me around everywhere.
Right, fair
so
enough.
It's their fault. Yeah, I used to play in tournaments, doubles and singles and what have you, and yeah, I used to love it.
And you've done some work in an ABBA tribute band as well, haven't you, doing shows for them? And
yeah,
I think
the
production company for that put up interesting facts about you on their social media. There was something about you performed with your hand attached to your hair or something. What was that all about?
Well, we did a gig once somewhere, Hurlingham Club it was, in London, like West London or somewhere.
Yeah.
And I had a 3/4 piece wig on.
Right.
And as we were doing a certain move, my hand, I had this really big ring on my middle finger, and it was in the shape of a treble clef. And
oh, wow.
As I went to swoosh my fake hair, my wig, the ring got caught in the wig. So I just spent most of the routine with my hand attached to my wig because I couldn't get it out. And then I had to, like, really yank my hand, and it ripped. It took the ring off, and it ripped the... It opened all the ring. Oh, it was awful. Like, it ruined my ring. I chucked the ring away. But it was just humiliating.
Yeah.
You could clearly see I was attached to my wig for most of the song.
There's nothing worse than a costume malfunction like that. I'm trying to think if anything similar has happened to me. All I can remember, and this might have been the panto we did at Derby, obviously you'd wait in the wings to go on for the finale at the end, where you've got to go up some stairs and down some stairs on stage. And about a minute before I went on, the wardrobe lady at the side of stage gave me a sweet. And I just assumed it was a chocolate and I'd be able to eat it and swallow it and then go on stage in about a minute. And it was a toffee. And I took it and put it in my mouth. So then I haven't got anywhere to put it. And I put it in my mouth and I realised I was never going to be able to finish it before I had to go on stage. I was like, what am I going to do? I can't spit it out. That looks really rude. I can't put it in my hand. That's going to be gross. I've got to try and eat it. And I managed to get through about half of it and had to stick half of it to the roof of my mouth and sing the final song in the show. I know I didn't have to sing anything solo, but with that, it was just horrible.
That's brilliant. I love that you just went on with it and thought, oh, sorry, I'll just take it on and see what happens.
Never have sweets just before the finale of a show. That's my motto.
No. Yeah, I would have probably swallowed it whole and just, you know, stuck my intestines together.
Marvellous. Well, listen, Vicky, I could talk to you for hours because you're fabulous, but sadly I've got to get on with the rest of the show. But you do get the chance to carry on and introduce. The next track is going to be U2 and Beautiful Day. So are you all right with that?
Beautiful Day, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you again. And take care. And I'll put up the league table. You'll be able to see your name in almost lights to some extent. But
thank you for having me, Ben.
Thanks, Vicky. I will leave it in Vicky's capable hands to introduce the next track.
Listen up, ladies and gents. Next, we've got U2 with Beautiful Day.
Heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls and feel like it's a beautiful day to live. Yeah.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was U2's Beautiful Day, wonderfully introduced by the brilliant Vicky Hoyles, who did, let's call it mid-table respectability in Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. She ended up on minus 4,489. And what I failed to tell her, which you may be even more excited to know, is that's the best a female competitor has done on Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. Yes, the males are higher up the leaderboard, but that was the best female result we've had, which is very impressive. I do realise in these days of gender fluidity as well, there may be people come on in the subsequent weeks who don't identify as one gender or another, in which case that stat will be irrelevant to them. So, yeah, there we go. Well, great to talk to Vicky, and more tracks coming up, more of your fabulous movie titles. We've got to get on to the Chocolate Bar World Cup info. We've got celebrity birthdays to come after the following track. Don't go anywhere. It's still all to happen on the show that goes like this. Here's another track I love listening to, originally from The Greatest Showman, and then done in The Greatest Showman Reimagined by Years and Years and Jess Glynn. This is Come Alive.
1, 2, 3, go! You stumble through your days, got your head hung low, your sky's a shade of gray, like a zombie in a maze. You're asleep inside, but you can't shake awake, cause you're just a dead man walking, thinking that's your only option. But you can flip the switch and brighten up your darkest day. Sun is up and the colors blinding. Take the world and redefine it. Leave behind your narrow mind. You'll never be the same. Come alive, come alive. Go and light your light. Let it burn so bright. Reaching up to the sky. And it's open wide. You're electrified. The world becomes a fantasy. And you're more than you could ever be. Cause you're dreaming with your eyes wide open. And you know you can't go back again. To the world that you were living in. Cause you're dreaming with your eyes
your eyes. You believe that lie that you need to hide your face. Afraid to step outside. See you lock the door, but don't you stay that way. No, we're living in those shadows. You and me, we know how that goes. Cause once you see your door, you'll never, never be the same. Little bit of lightning striking, but a lot to keep on shining. You can prove there's more to you, you cannot be afraid.
FM.
Love that version, Years and Years and Jess Glynn with Come Alive. Now, as promised, you may have been waiting a little while for it. Wait no longer. Yes, celebrity birthdays are here. A newbie, please. Well, it's the 11th of May. Who's celebrating today? Jeremy Paxman is 71 today. Spanish football legend Andres Iniesta is 37 today. Rapper Giggs is 38. Nothing to do with Ryan Giggs, he's under a cloud at the minute. Real Madrid keeper Thibaut Courtois is 29 today. Actress Pam Ferris is 73. And Aussie soap star and pop star Holly Valance is 38. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And as well as that, it's certainly worth mentioning another person who is celebrating a birthday today, the owner and proprietor of the fabulous Albert Cottage Hotel in East Cowes on the Isle of Wight, another absolutely fabulous person, my auntie Annie Horne. It's her birthday today as well. I'm not going to reveal her age because she's ageless, she's timeless, she's wonderful. This next track is going to make her feel good and hopefully everybody else as well. It's Snow Patrol, Chasing Cars.
We'll do it all. Say how I feel.
If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a garden that's bursting into life. Let's waste time chasing cars around our heads. I need your grace to remind me to find my own. If I lay here, just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a garden that's bursting into life. Just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Snow Patrol and Chasing Cars, Happy Birthday Annie on the Isle of Wight. Hope you're having a lovely day. Well, speaking of that, yes, musically, it's been a lovely day here on the show that goes like this, although we've shared some worrying facts with you because it's Twilight Zone Day as well today. And it's Eat What You Want Day, but I've basically ignored that. But go on, while I've remembered, just eat what you want right now. Thanks to those of you that have sent in more wonderful film titles. There's some... some more I'm going to share with you here. Remember, the brief was you can just slightly tweak a film title and see if it would be a totally different kind of movie. For example, someone trying to save the lives of Jews, struggling to do so because he can't map read. Schindler's Lost. Brilliant. And the Bond movie with the indecisive villain. Dr. Maybe? I like that. Bond movie with a gender reassignment plot. Octopenis. I don't know what that's saying about the original. Let's leave that there. Someone about a fire that's really trying its best not to get started. The Cowering Inferno. We like that. And a western about a former England football manager, the Magnificent Sven. That's good. I like that. And another Bond film where Bond takes a day off. Oh no, James Bond has an off day, I beg your pardon. The Spy Who Loathed Me. Some more may be shared very shortly, but I'm going to get another track on in the meantime. Keeping the feel-good music going throughout the entire 2 hours. Here we go then, time for the weekend. It's Tuesday though, I get that. This is Blinding Lights. A very long intro from my memory. Yeah, I think I'll just carry on speaking while The Weeknd gets himself going. Saw the video for this recently, having not seen it before. That's got a bit of a worrying start to it as well. I'll leave you in the capable hands of The Weeknd.
I've been trying to hold. I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you can show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through a drought. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch. Baby, I'm a collector. Since it is cold and empty, no one's around to judge me. I can see clearly when you're gone. On my
FM.
That was The Weeknd and Blinding Lights. More feel-good music here on the show that goes like this on this fabulous 11th of May. Ignore those negative facts from earlier. Let's just feel great right through the final 20 minutes or so of this show. And we've still got to squeeze in loads more tracks. I've got to tell you about the Chocolate Bar World Cup and some more of your films as well. Film titles that have been tweaked to give a much more interesting narrative, I'm sure. For example, this one, based on, well, it's very specific, this. It's kind of, I'll say who revealed it later, but based on the Graham Greene story, The Third Man, where the main character travels to Vienna to find his friends. In this new version, the main character travels to Vienna to clear up dog dirt from the streets and visit the National Sewage Works. It's The Turd Man. It's childish, but I've enjoyed it, definitely. What else? We've got... we've had that James Bond one, yes. Oh, here's one about some men examining some water features somewhere in the UK. Gentlemen prefer ponds. I like that. And she gets absolutely everywhere, doesn't she? For example, Bette Midler on the roof. That's an excellent one. And a film about a cowboy with chafing issues, Blaming Saddles. Yes, good work, good work. And another one about, well, someone who's been rather horrible and hidden some kind of sharp implement in the supermarket. It's Blade Runner Bean. all marvellous efforts, all very well done. Thank you so much to everybody. I'm going to do slightly fewer links or shorter links now so we get more tracks in. They're all feeling good, though. Here's Dua Lipa, Hallucinating. Should that really be feeling good? I don't know. You decide.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Dua Lipa with Hallucinate. She's at the Brit Awards tonight, isn't she? Maybe you'll be enjoying those later on. Hope you do so. Now, time to tell you all about the Food Fest, which is gripping the nation. Yes, it's the Chocolate Bar World Cup. And Group 7 has now concluded earlier on this afternoon. And Group 7 featured the Boost, the Dime, the Twirl and the Caramac. I can tell you the Caramac achieved 15% of the vote, as did the Dime Bar. Twirl, 31% of the vote, which means the winner and going through to the knockout stages is a Boost with 39% of the vote. And I don't have all the other groups in front of me, but the Boost will be joining last week's winner, the Milky Bar, Fries Chocolate Cream, a Crunchy, Dairy Milk Caramel, a Mars Bar, and a Snickers in the knockout stages. But there is room for one more group, Group 8. of the Chocolate Bar World Cup has now gone live on Twitter. The poll is there. If you're on Twitter, get yourself to @BenSimRadio, my profile on Twitter, and you will see right at the top, Group 8 of the Chocolate Bar World Cup, which of these is best? Time Out, Nestle Crunch, Maltesers Teasers Bar, or a Toffee Crisp? Another tough to decide group, another group of death in the Chocolate Bar World Cup. So feel free to cast your vote on there, heartily recommended, and then on next week's show we'll be revealing which side has gone, which side, it's not a team, which chocolate bar has gone through, and also having the draw for the knockout stages of the Chocolate Bar World Cup. Very, very exciting, I'm sure you'll agree. Until then, we're going to have to make do with this track from Lizzo, which, to be fair, it's not chocolate, but it's good as hell.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Ooh, child, tired of the foolish. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord. Step into some new kicks. In there, swimwear, going to the pool quick. Come now, come dry your eyes. You a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine self out the door. I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell. Gotta take a deep breath, time to focus on you. All the big fights, long nights that you've been through. I got a bottle of tequila, I've been saving for you. Boss up and change your life. You can have it all, no sacrifice. I know we did you wrong, we can make it right. So go and let it all hang out tonight. Cause we don't love you anymore. So walk your
Phoenix FM.
Bit of Lizzo there then, and good as hell. Absolutely marvellous. Well, I can't believe we're into the home stretch of the show that goes like this already. If you've been here since the beginning, thanks so much for your support throughout the show. Still want to squeeze in two tracks before I leave you. We've got to sum up the entire show as well and say thanks to all the people that sent in brilliant new film titles that have been slightly tweaked. Like this one, a new Quentin Tarantino / Marvel animated film setting out stories about small dogs having arguments. Pup Friction. I do like that, actually. I like it. Well done. Thanks very much for sending that in. I'll thank everybody that sent in film titles very, very shortly. And let's not dwell too much on those negative facts from earlier, because I still feel slightly disturbed about some of them, about the numbers of bed bugs we have and the amount of sweat that goes into our bed in a year. The fact that if you go to America, there's just a massively increased chance of death, basically, if you listen to those facts. Anyway, let's not dwell on those. Let's have another marvellous track. Let's have Maroon 5 and Sugar.
I need it now. When I'm without you, I'm
was sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid. No makeup on, that's my sugar. Yes, please.
Phoenix FM.
That was Maroon 5 and Sugar, the penultimate track on tonight's show. Yes, we're coming to a close now. Most definitely very near the end of the home stretch. I will share with you the early voting of Group 8 of the Chocolate Bar World Cup has begun. And remember, in this final group, we've got Time Out and Nestle Crunch, the Maltesers Teasers Bar, and Toffee Crisp. I have been quite strict on what's allowed into the Chocolate Bar World Cup. It has to be an actual bar. You know, there's things like Smarties that haven't made it in. M&M's, not even eligible. Rolos couldn't be included. But Maltesers wouldn't normally be allowed, but they do have that bar now, don't they? Maltesers Teasers Bar. Well, it's not doing very well in the early running of the voting. A Time Out has 20% of the early votes. Nestle Crunch has 40%. I wouldn't have thought that was that popular, but it is so far. Maltesers Teasers Bar has 0% of the vote at the minute, and the Toffee Crisp also on 40%. But you could change all that. That poll will be running for a week. So get yourself onto Twitter. Share the poll if you want lots of people to vote. It's on at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter only. So do get yourself on there and cast your vote. Well, how can I sum up the entire show? It's been marvellously exciting for me. Hopefully you felt good with all the tracks that were played. Hopefully you felt slightly worried with all those negative facts I shared with you early on. And I left some out. For example, did you know you'll shed about 40 pounds of skin in your lifetime? That's nice, isn't it? And cockroaches have been recorded eating human flesh. That's lovely as well. I won't do this in full, but 20% of coffee mugs have traces of toilet matter on them. Let's just say that. That's pleasant. And finally, just to make you feel really happy, because we talked about death a lot with these facts, the dead outnumber the living 15-1. So if ever zombies became a reality, we are literally all in trouble. There we go. I'm going to get rid of that website now. The exhaustive research is over for another week. And huge thanks to everybody that sent in tweaked movie titles to make them massively enhanced. To Rachel Willett, Nick Ashton, Ron Wilmot, Maria on the Isle of Wight, Jed Gleason, Ellie from Beckles, Paul Milton and Stuart Janes. Apologies if I've missed you out. Remember, Rob Harvey coming up after me, after the news at 8 o'clock with Synth City. So don't go anywhere. If you love your electronic music, he's in very, very shortly. And I'm going to leave you with a track that carries on the feel-good theme and will leave us all feeling good as we look forward to another lovely day. See you next week. Bye.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind, then I look.
get you and the world all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's alright with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. I just one look at you and I know it's gonna be